President Bush has been warning Americans about the threat of more deadly terrorist attacks. U.S. intelligence agencies now say the big threat is not from missiles, but rather from something smuggled in by ship or truck or airplane. Airplane security does get a lot of attention, but some analysts say shipping containers that arrive by land and sea may be more dangerous. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
An enemy lobbing a missile at the U.S. would face retaliation. It's a lot harder to strike back at someone who smuggled in a bomb inside a container. Containers offer terrorists another advantage as well, according to Stephen Flynn, a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations and a commander in the U.S. Coast Guard.
You get a twofer out of using a container as a weapon of mass destruction. You don't get out of a missile. If you launch a missile, you kill a lot of people and you cause mass destruction. If you use a container with a weapon in it, you can kill people and cause mass destruction, but you also get the shutting down of all containers coming into the United States because you worry other containers would have potentially the same consequence. So you get the enormous economic disruption that comes from, and that is 90%+ of all our general cargo for imports or exports carried transoceanic from Asia, Africa, or Europe is moving in those boxes.
Every day, 75,000 containers arrive in ships like this one docked in the port of Baltimore. Two crane operators perched high in the sky work continuously to unload it. They glide back and forth, cables and grabbers dangling beneath them, fishing containers out of the ship's hold, reeling them up and lowering them onto waiting truck chassis.
The gentleman that's driving the chassis, you can see the container moving. He's going to take that container and place it at a point of rest. He'll be back.
Mary Jane Norris is regional manager of the Maryland Port Administration.
Normally, a vessel this size will complete both loading and discharge in 1 8-hour shift. And that is extremely important because that's what determines whether or not these vessels stay on schedule.
The containers are stacked in a vast parking lot, then hitched onto trucks or rail cars that haul them away. Only 2% of the containers that pass through U.S. ports like this one ever get inspected. And as Baltimore customs broker Jeff Powell explains, without inspections, it's pretty hard to know what's in there. Ship captains give information to customs, but this can be misleading, he says.
The steamship lines don't know what is in there because they're given a full box of freight.
And some ships' manifests just say FAK, that stands for freight all kinds. Importers and brokers like Powell have to give customs more detailed information, but sometimes they wait until a container travels across the country to its final destination.
We don't have to make clearance until 5 days after that. And if you have something in that container that's not supposed to be there, you're sitting in the middle of USA. And that is a security concern.
Since September 11th, government and industry experts have been talking about what to do. They say inspecting every container is out of the question. Rob Cortell is a former U.S. Maritime Commissioner and is currently chairman and CEO of a company called Freight Desk Technologies. He says, imagine a ship trying to unload 6,000 containers.
If you just added 1 hour to inspect a container, every container coming off, you would add almost 250 man days, almost another man year, to one ship coming in on 1 day's trip. So you would just shut down the economy.
And U.S. Customs Commissioner Robert Bonner says U.S. ports and nearby cities would still be vulnerable.
The reality is, even if we select a container for inspection by some very sophisticated X-ray and gamma ray technology that the Customs Service uses to inspect and see what's inside these steel boxes, these containers, that even if we do that, if that container contains a weapon of mass destruction, it's too late.
Bonner wants all countries with major ports to agree to use state-of-the-art scanners to screen cargo before it heads out to sea. But there's no telling how long that would take and who would pay for it. And many analysts believe the U.S. needs to start building in more safeguards now. Rob Cortell says the best answer may lie in cyberspace.
We can create an electronic, a virtual border. And that's what I'm arguing today. We really have to do.
Cortell says the technology the government needs to begin doing this already exists in the private sector. The government just needs a way to tap it. Weeks or even months before a shipment leaves the factory bound for a port, information starts flowing. Buyers and sellers generate purchase orders. Truckers, bookers, steamship lines, freight forwarders, customs brokers, bankers, logistics experts, everyone along the supply chain keeps records. And companies counting on just-in-time delivery can retrieve this data, according to Stephen Flynn of the Council on Foreign Relations.
If you're a client of many major international shippers or carriers, they may provide you a web page with secure access where you go onto that page and you'll find real time that your container is moving at this point across the country on the back of this truck and arrive at this point in time.
The company Rob Cortell started is developing software that provides even more detailed information. Product SKU number, size, weight, packaging, who loaded them, when and where they did it, and precisely where to find each item in the container. Cortell says this ability to trace cargo back to its source could alert officials long before something potentially dangerous is en route to the U.S.
Is the person who's listed as the sender Osama bin Laden? Is it coming from Pakistan in an insecure port? Is it going by a nuclear power facility? Is it listed as steel, but it weighs the same as pillows? Is it a highly valuable cargo, but it's coming by a slow boat? Is it going by a route that doesn't make sense, given what the cargo is? Is the banker, is the person paying for it, someone who's on a watch list?
Cortell says by capturing the right commercial data in a giant database, the government could confirm that the vast majority of containers shipped pose no threat at all. Then officials could hone in on the more mysterious shipments that they really need to worry about. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.